Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Hi, guys. Thanks for joining me again this week. It's February 15th, and it's 9:01. And looks like we've already got three people in the queue, so we'll try and get to you fairly quick. We do a little bit of intro at the beginning. This is Doug, and this is Pararamble Radio Hour. And we had a real nice show last week, and I hope you all had a great Valentine's Day. And I had a lot of fun out there. So let's see, I will be doing private readings this week. I've got a couple openings this weekend. If anybody wants into that, message me privately at the Readings by Doug on Facebook page. You can also keep up on the Pararamble page on Facebook as well and see what we're doing with the show. And also, if you want to send in any questions you'd like us to look at on the air, especially if you have something that doesn't really require a whole lot of personal attention, but you'd just like to see a topic for us to discuss, because we do a little bit of that at the beginning of the show every week. And I've got a couple of questions here that was sent in, and I'll look at those too. And hello, everybody online. I've got a 510, a 717, and a 937. So looks like someone at least sort of local in Ohio there. So hi to you. Looks like you're number three in there. And again, if you want to reach me for private sessions, I'm also doing video ones now, and those are a lot of fun. I just did one of those a couple hours ago. And that actually ties in with our first question about past lives. And that someone wants to know how those actually influence this life. And that's a pretty good question. Past lives are basically what helps you decide what you're going to work on in your next lifetime. You can run into things that maybe you didn't quite get sorted out. Maybe you want to do them again. You could also decide that you got really, really good at something, and maybe you want to become a teacher in the next life, and that might be what something you would work on this time. So there's lots of things that dictate what you're going to work on in the lifetime. Past lives themselves can be really informative to see what root issues you might have. And you can go to someone, you can get someone like me, I can look at them, and many psychics can. And many people, as they're working on their development also, will see pieces of it. And I've often had people ask me, well, isn't it scary when you see your death? Well, of course it can be. There are great books out there about how to learn to meditate and go through those and see them. I was taught years ago to imagine, and that's basically your meditation, is just close your eyes and imagine. See a movie screen in your head, and this will work for any of you that are listening if you want to give this a try. And you want to see on that movie screen and just think, what do I need to know now? Show me something about my past that's important to me now. As I jokingly tell people when I do prior lifetime readings, I've never met Elizabeth Taylor or the old kings or queens, never met any of them. I'm sure they were interesting, but, you know, there's nothing there for me on that, so I don't really go look for that. And you may have been famous. You might not have. Many people have. That's not something you should really get stuck up on. But if you certainly see someone within recently modern history, that might be really neat to be able to Google what you get after your movie in your head plays. But once you see something come up, just watch it, see what you get. And some of you will get more than others, and some of you may not get a thing. You may not the first time. You might just end up with a thought or a song in your head or something like that. Sometimes it can seem very random when you're first starting to develop your listening to your other senses. And it can be that way. It almost looks like you're going down a rabbit hole. But go on ahead and go down it and see where it goes, because often when you're learning, and that kind of goes into the second question as well, we'll get to that in just a minute, but how to communicate with your guides. And I try and explain it to people like this. If you go to visit a different country, you're not going to know how to talk to people immediately. There might be certain things that always seem to universally make sense, rather like if you see someone and you smile at them. That's going to convey that you're happy to see them, versus if you frown or scowl, they're going to wonder what's wrong with you or why you're upset with them. Much like waving can mean hello or goodbye. So look for those kind of universal things, too. That's probably getting a little further along, but just the big piece is don't try and reason it out when you first get started. Just go along with it, make yourself some notes, and practice with it. That's probably the biggest key. People think they're going to get super developed the second they first get started. And if you're like that, well, congratulations. You're certainly a rarity versus the rest of us who usually just get better with things with practice. And our second question I'll go ahead and get to probably in the second part of the show. We usually break it up about 30 minutes in for our promos and such. I'm going to go ahead and get on to the first caller here so we can get them going, because we just have a few in there right now. Some of you others, if you were not chosen for the show for reading ahead of time, I think we're going to have a few spaces probably in the second half. So if you're listening and you'd like to call in to get into the queue here, you want to dial 347-202-0316, and I can't promise how many of you we'll get to. Those of you that are in there right now will certainly get to you, and those of you that I've already called out your area code will certainly get to you. So before I get to the first one, that's going to be 510, let me tell you a little bit how I do it here. Of course, ahead of time, you can see the ad go up, and you can jump on there, and there's a good chance you can get chosen just from that. Last week filled up really, really fast. We had 9 people in there, and that was quite a bit to cover in just 1 hour, and I'm pretty happy we got through them all. But for it to go, typically the way this goes is I will ask you your name or how you want to be addressed. You know, you can be Princess Shabubu if that's all you want. I don't care. I don't need any of your real personal identifying information. I don't look you up before you call. I don't look at your Facebook ahead of time. I'm not concerned with all that. So you can protect your privacy, of course, as you like. But do realize that whatever question you ask or what area you want me to look at, that is something that's going to be shared with whoever's listening. So if it's very, very personal, that might be better handled in a private situation, but I will do my best to not put too much of your personal information up there. I don't need to know how many kids you have or what your favorite color is or what your dog's name was. I don't need any of that. But I will ask you, what can I do for you? Why are you calling tonight? And I don't look at anything privileged. I can't look at health, and I can't look at legal matters, because where I live, that's not something that we're allowed to discuss, because I'm not a doctor and I'm not a lawyer, so I can't look at those kind of things. But anything else along those lines, I'll be happy to look at for you that are just in the general area. You can look at career, love life, personal connections, anything like that. And don't be discouraged from calling. You certainly can, and I will give you the best information I get. I also don't censor it, so I'm going to give you what your guides give you, and I just give it to you straight as they give it to me. I also don't do doom and gloom. I'm not going to be here to scare you and try and tell you, you know, the world's fallen in. Well, if you feel that way, okay, but we're not going to try and create that here. Let's see. I think that's pretty much the intro. So let's go ahead and go to 510 and see what they've got to talk about.
Hello. Hello.
Well, hi there. This is Doug. You're on the air. What's your first name or what do you want to be called?
Hi, Doug. I'm Jennifer.
Well, hi. It's nice to meet you. What can I do for you tonight? Thanks for calling in. You were on there almost right off the bat. So you
Thank
must
you.
Have something you want to look at. What's on your mind?
Just seeing who's around me.
Well, we can sure do that. Let's see. Well, you've got an older fella. I don't know if he's dad or if he just has dad energy because he could be somebody from another lifetime, but he's got a dad energy about him. And this fella, he stays kind of in the back of the room. And the thing I'll tell you with that is, for some reason, I mean, there's a lot of love with him, first off. So even if we don't identify exactly who he is, know there's a lot of love off of him if you get nothing else. But he's afraid he's going to scare you, so he doesn't come too far into the room. But the thing is, you're not having a problem with your eyes. You are seeing a little bit of this fella, and he always comes up to me when I'm looking at him here like he's in the peripheral vision. He's off of my right shoulder. So I want you to realize that guy's there. But there's a lot of love off of him, and there's some concern. And he says to tell you, and this may seem a little random, and I apologize. I apologize. But I apologize for it coming across as random. But he says you've got a decision coming up, and he doesn't want you to be afraid that you're making the wrong one. So I hope that's helpful, but he's there. I'm going to see who else is there, too. But he's really... Well, he doesn't want me to dismiss things so quick. Okay, let's see what else he's got. I'm trying to go on to the next person in spirit with you, and he says, no, I'm not done. So just a second, let's see what else he wants to talk about. I'm like, well, you're awfully bossy for somebody who's just saying, you know, you're not going to make the wrong decision on your decision.
Right.
Okay. He's also coming across. Okay, well, now he's given more. Good Lord. Sometimes they say a book. Sometimes they give me, you know, a flash, and then they're gone. Real short hair, nicely put together. He likes a tie. He says he didn't wear that shirt that much, but he likes a tie. I'm wondering if, I don't think this is a guide. I think this is somebody from your life, because I'm getting real clear there's a picture of him. So you've probably got a picture of this fella. And if it's not a paper picture anymore, I'm sure, well, I mean, hell, pardon me, heck, everybody's is pretty much digital at this point. What else do you want to say? Well, he's going on about this tie. I don't know, and I'm not going to ask you about it on the air, but I hope it'll make some sense for you as it sinks in. Sometimes they act like they've got all this to jump up and down, and then they're just, now I'm getting this smile out of him with almost a poop-eaten grin of like, okay, I got on there. It's almost like it's a high school prank, like I got on the show, okay, now what do I do? So,
okay.
Well, Corny's sense of humor, but I'm still getting a lot of... I'm getting a lot of love with him, but I'm not sure where else he wants to go. So give me one second. I'll give him one more opportunity to actually tell me what he wants to say besides just the hi, I'm here. God, so corny. There's been corny people today, I'll tell you what. And I won't mention it so much on the air, but that's the second one that's come up that way. And it's not one of my guys. I haven't seen this guy before. Okay, what else do you want to talk about here? Really? Okay. Well, apparently that's where he's at the moment, so we're going to see who else is around. Now, funny thing, I just heard little paws walking across the floor, so let's see who this is, and not in my house. There aren't any pets here. What are you? Okay, there's a little doggy running around back here, too. He's been out for a while, but he's just kind of running around background. I don't know if he's part of your house or what, but, oh, now we get some more info. Okay, so... There is something going on for you as far as to watch. They're telling me that you're going to be starting to get more sensitive. That's probably the real reason that you're probably even on here tonight. You've got strong potential that your stuff's going to start opening up. And I end up getting quite a few people like this. But I want you to know, with that going on, really don't think, and they're going back to this again. Well, that's nice, Windows. Thanks for telling me about that. I hope you Hope you guys didn't hear that on the computer. And let me finish this up. I'll put you back on here, and we'll finish this up with this. Okay, so all of you listening for that, for this gal, oh, I don't think we, okay, well, I tried to mute to be able to come back, but I think I hit the wrong button. So I apologize with that, and I hope you can still hear. So that guy that's back there, he's going back to, again, to trust your eyes. There's something going on. When people start to see, and it's not because of a dedicated practice like with the meditation or all of that, I want you to realize that it's going to start to manifest in the peripheral 99% of the time, because other times you're going to start to feel like, oh, do I have a visual disturbance? And I'm getting this again back for the 501 or 510 gal to keep putting that back in there for you. I want you to watch that. Let's see what else is going on here. Now, you've got a woman that was in the background, too, and I don't know. I feel like more she's like a friend. She's a heavier set gal, shorter hair, kind of curly. It's just right above the shoulder level. There's strong C with her name. I want to say Cheryl, but I could be wrong. I jokingly call myself the sometimes medium, because sometimes I am, sometimes I'm not. But when they give it, I give you the name, too. But that's the C sound that's with it. And she comes across real loud and clear like she is a friend. Or, pardon me, if she's in spirit, she was a friend. But she still comes across like, I'm here, I'm here. And really nice, loving, comforting energy off of her as well. I like her. And she seems like she would be a lot of fun if she was somebody you actually physically knew. So I hope you know who this gal is. I don't think she's just associated with your house. I think she's somebody you actually knew. But what's going on with her? Okay, I'm seeing a quick smash. No, I don't know if it was car crash or what took her, but it looks like it was real quick. And real fast. So nine times out of ten, when I see that, that's a car crash or something. Usually that's what it is. It's something very sudden like that. But it's real fast, and it's just like hitting a brick wall almost like that. And I hope that's not what happened to her. But when this comes up, like I said, I give you what's there. So let's see if she has a message or if it's just that she's here. So this is funny because you get this sometimes. In longer sessions, you'll get the first couple people that just like to kind of do what I call a popcorn call, which is where you literally get, hey, I'm here, hey, I'm here. And they just like to do that. Like the first fellow that was there, again, I don't know if that was their dad, but it was the dad energy that was with him. And great love vibe off of him, but also concerned that he didn't want to scare her because that was the background thing. This gal, on the other hand, I hate to say this, she was too heavy. She was too heavy to have actually been able to jump too much. This was a bigger built gal. But that's kind of the feeling she's got. She's awfully excited that she's able to do this. She's just saying, hey, I made it. Hey, I'm here. Because to come with that energy, and I don't see that that's what's going on with the caller. I don't see any kind of car accident thing for her. So this looks like this was the gal that came through. And that's how she was showing. Now, I don't think that she comes through very often. She seems really surprised to be able to be here. And I see you back down in there, 510. I hope you can listen in while you're in here. And I hope this makes sense for who the gal is. Like I said, they don't always give their name. But when they do, I always make sure I give it to you. And sometimes I will tell you, it may not make sense right away when you get it, because I get whoever pops up, and that's who I give to you, unless one of them jumps in front. Sometimes you'll have a lot of people in spirit. And 510, again, I will tell you that I think you're going to have more and more of that because they're going back around to you. You're starting to open up also. So realize when that's going on, you're going to notice more. And this would be for anybody listening in tonight, anybody that it's opening up for. More and more areas will start to open up, and I can't stress to you enough how important it'll be to keep notes. keep yourself a journal, or, you know, being 2022, most people have got a voice recorder. So start using that, and really, that's going to be your best bet. You want to start keeping records. You want to really keep track of what you are getting as far as your feeling. What are your emotions? What are you noticing in your physical body? Try and keep track of all of those things and write down as much as you can. Now, if you don't get a lot of information, that's okay. You're not going to get a book every time. I tell people that when I'm doing the development classes. You're not going to get a book every time. You might just get a few words. You might just get a feeling. That happens a lot when you're going into places. And the other thing is, when you start to notice that your sensitivity is opening up, start going new places and see how you feel. And if you don't want to go pick out some haunted location, you don't have to be a paranormal investigator your first day. So as you start going out, try grocery stores. Try public buildings. I wouldn't go to the jailhouse the first time. That could be a little off. Also, probably wouldn't go to the funeral home or the morgue at the hospital. But other than that, pardon me, guys, places to go out and feel. You can get stuff at the park, the city monuments, those kind of things. In the wintertime, I'd say anywhere where it's nice and warm, go check those places out. And again, keep record how you feel, because you're going to start to notice certain things are consistent when you're correct or when it's true for you. So I hope that was helpful, and I'm glad you're able to get back in and listen. So thank you for calling in there. And if you have any other questions there, why just message me? Because it does look like you do have another question. Your guides are saying you do. Message me privately on that 1510, and you can message me there on Readings by Doug on Facebook and just tell me who you were. Just tell me your 510 and ask me your question there, because that actually does look like there's something else there that's a private nature. So if that's the case and I'm not completely out in left field, feel free to message me privately with that, and we'll go ahead and look at it that way. And for the rest of you guys that are listening, if you have questions like that, and specifically those of you that get on the show, and a spirit tells me, and this will be the way it will be for anybody that gets on, if they tell me that you've got something more private to look at, and I tell you that on the air like this, that's not a sales pitch to come do a private reading. Of course, you can do one that way, but this will be ask me that question. And when I do that, I will reply to you privately with that. Like I said, now I'm not going to write a book in the reply, but I will give you whatever I get in that answer. So I want you to have that. Realize this is something that I enjoy doing every week, and I love being able to work with you guys. And we've got two more people in there, and we'll certainly get to both of you guys. So that being said, let's see what time is it. Where are we at here? Okay, good. Looks like my screen there froze a little bit, so I'm good. Don't know if I can refresh it while I'm on here, but anyway, guess you didn't need to hear about all that. So 717 is the next person here, and then I'll be going to 937 after that. We certainly will have time for a few more callers, so if you guys that are listening would like to join in, give us a call. We'll probably have time for probably maybe two more after these two that are here. Or if we get more, I'll try and speed up and do more. But the call-in number is 347, that's the area code, 347-202-0316. Please feel free, if you've got a question, to call in there, and I'll be happy to share with you guys what Sarah gives me to tell you. So we're going to go to 717 now, and you're getting ready to be on the air.
Hi.
Well, hi. This is Doug. Who am I talking to?
Brooke.
I'm sorry. One more time.
Brooke.
Oh, hi, Brooke. I'm so sorry. I think the call cut out a little bit. Well, thank you for calling. What can I do for you tonight?
I am just wondering, I've been feeling things here lately, if it's by chance either one of the two friends that I've lost, or if it could possibly be my uncle?
Well, my goodness, let's see. Well, first off, thank you for calling. I know it takes a minute to get through if you're not the very first one, so thank you for being patient and waiting till we got to you. Now, let's see. What do we get here? Okay, so there's a lady with you, for one, and what an odd feeling I'm getting. And the thing I've got to tell you with this, so if it's a gal friend that you lost, then it's probably her. There's a lady with you, and I'm getting the strangest feeling with her. I'm getting a falling feeling, and I have to wonder, and I have to ask you first off, do you get a feeling almost like you're falling and like you're catching yourself? Because if that is the case, that's her trying to get your attention. This gal is still trying to figure out how to talk. And it's not that people don't know how to talk when they're in body. What I mean is they're trying to figure out how to talk when they're in spirit and how to get it through. And sometimes people don't understand that. But just because you crossed over doesn't mean you know how to talk to people back here again. But it can be learned. And it feels like, and what a strange feeling, but that's what I'm getting. So if you're not getting that, good. But if you are, don't let it freak you out when it starts happening. Because I'm also seeing there's something locationally specific for you too. And in my mind, that means in certain places you're getting more of it. So either A, it's easier for you to listen where you are, or B, you're going to places that seem to be either conducive to them talking or it's somewhere that was important to you. You also have a male with you, but he's younger. And I'm not sure where he's going. Let's see what he's got to talk about, if he's going to talk or if he's just going to say, hey, I'm here. I tell you what, sometimes they have the weirdest sense of humor.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got with him. Oh, my. So when I go to look at the uncle, I keep feeling really heavy. And I don't mean weight. What I mean is there's like a sadness here. Like there's such a feeling of loss. And what I'm getting with this one is that this will end up lightening up. And I wish I had better words for it. But it's going to feel lighter as it goes along a little bit more. Someone is still, this is somebody that's embodying your family. And I'm not sure if it's you or if it's somebody that's still, who else or who it would be. But there's somebody there that's still holding on to him real, real strong. And what I would say with this one is, and what I'll do is I'll go ahead and, because there's a lot here, let me go ahead and get to him. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try and put you on, let's see if I can do this. Wrong button. Okay, what's this? Okay, there we go. All right, now I know what to push to let you still listen, but I don't put you on hang up. So, okay, I think I got the right button now. So this is still for Zep, for Brooke. Now, this one, there is such a strong feeling, and this could be useful for anybody listening right now, first off. If you've got such a strong, and Brooke, honey, first off, I'm going to say, the love that you've got in your heart for so many people, you've got more people in spirit than just the couple you mentioned when we first got on the phone. And I want you to know that spirit is commending you for that. There's somebody back here doing clap, clap, clap number for you. And that's appreciation. There's a lot of love there for you holding that energy for them. As you do that, they're also saying you're doing an awful lot for other people. I don't know how you're helping people in your community, but there's a big clap for that too. So I don't know if you're a teacher or what it is that you're doing, but you're doing something in your physical life that's a give back. And those in spirit around you are very, very happy with you for doing that. And they want to commend you and tell you to keep doing it. But again, now I'm going back to the location wise. And I think that you are going somewhere that, or you are around somewhere that was situationally important to someone you've lost. That's a big thing for you. Continue to do that because you're going to get more out of it. Yes, you've got people around you. Honey, my God, you've got, let's see, how many are there? You've got four that are around you pretty regularly. But the uncle, I think, yes, is around you. I think he's reaching out to you. First off, thank you for the love. But two, he's asking you to either be the one that helps him move on or to help whoever's holding on to him so strong be able to let go. And I really think that's why you called tonight. So what I'm going to do is, and this is a topic that does come up pretty regularly for people, but this will be something useful for anybody that's listening. Any of you that are sensitive, any of you that are feeling or seeing, but just even noticing that there's somebody there. Because if you go to a different place, like I suggested earlier, about going to different places and seeing what you feel, if you get a distinct impression, oh, you know, Grandpa Bob is here. Okay, well, if Grandpa Bob has gotten stuck, this is something that is important to know. Now, you're not always going to know if somebody gets stuck. And first off, don't be misled into thinking that I think someone for you, 717, is stuck. I don't get that at all. What I feel like is your uncle's being held on to pretty strongly. So somebody really loved him, or somebody really regrets something that happened before they went. And the lightening up feeling to me most of the time happens as a result of when they get released in spirit from love. So what I'm going to suggest to you to do, or to at least remember to be able to do, and keep in the back of your head that you can do, and this is for everybody listening, you could all have this potential. You all have the ability to do this. So what I want you to do is if you're in a place where you can be able to do this while following along with me safely, which means you're not in the car driving around or you're not machinery or anything like that, but something easy and just comfortable at home for this practice, I want you to do is, what I would like you to do is close your eyes. And those of you listening on the hold line, that's fine too. You don't have to hang up to do this. Just close your eyes and see. And this is just for this practice. You're not going to do it right now, but this is just for practice. You're not going to open anything or create any issues. What you want to do is imagine a way to get people home that are not in their body anymore. And you think, well, how is imagining anything going to do that? Well, let me tell you, it does work. It's very simple. It may not work all the time, but it is one technique you can use to make a way home for people. So, and specifically to 717's uncle, and any one of you that gets the feeling that somebody's stuck, or Aunt Barbara won't let go of Uncle Jim, or, you know, whoever. But in this instance, we're going to say Aunt Barbara won't let go of Uncle Jim. She misses him. She just won't let him go. And you just feel and you know that he's stuck because she won't let him go. That doesn't mean he can't go to the other side. She just won't let go of his energy. That doesn't mean he won't get home. But this is how you can help him. You can also do this if you're somewhere where you feel like somebody's stuck. What's going to happen if you're wrong? Absolutely nothing. So, again, let's pretend that you know this is where this is going. So I want you to close your eyes and see almost like you're drawn with a paint marker or like a chalk on the blackboard, those of you that have seen that. Otherwise, a marker on the dry erase board. Just draw a doorway frame. It can be squared, topped, or arched, whatever you see. Draw that in your mind, and then draw a little doorknob on it. And then before you open that door, you feel and you send all of the light of home or heaven or the sun, but something warm, safe light behind that door. And as soon as you can feel it behind there, you just open the door. And that's going to create a door to let your uncle, in this case, go through. Or if you're somewhere where you feel like there's something there, you can send them through. Now, let's say you're having trouble seeing the door. So here's another thing you can do. Bring a staircase or a ladder down from the sky and send it right down to the ground wherever you are. And in your mind, you just say, it's here, go home. and keep it open for about 10 minutes and just give your guides permission to close it up when you're done. And they'll close it up when the time's done. Anyone that's around there that needs out to go can go. Because, yes, sometimes people do hide or they get afraid and they don't go when it's easy for them to go. Or sometimes, heaven forbid, even worse, they forget. And then they're just stuck and they don't know to go ahead and go home. So this is a way to do that. And you can make a difference no matter where your skill set is. If you can see that in your head, you can open that up and give them a way home. Now, so that's that. Thank you very much, 717. I appreciate your call. And now we're going to take a quick break. We kind of missed the mid-half hour thing, but we're going to run the little promotion thing that has to go, and I'll be right back with you, and we'll get to 937.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com. The only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Okay, guys, that was a quick break. So once again, this is Doug with the Paranormal Discussions on the Pararamble Radio Hour tonight. We've had a couple callers, and again, we're probably going to have time for one more after the other one that's still in the queue there. So if any of you else would like to call in, you can call at 3. Oh, we got another one. Hi, 843, I see you. we'll get to you right after 937. And again, that number is 347-202-0316. And if you would like a private reading with me, you can certainly reach out to me on the Readings by Doug page on Facebook. You can also like that to stay in contact and know when the show is going to be on and where I'll be out doing things at. Right now, my next public show is going to be in April at the Victory Light Show, or used to be Victory Light Show. Now it's Body, Mind, and Spirit Expo Show, but it's there at the same location. And they took that over last year, and they're doing a real nice job. So those of you that have not been to a metaphysical show, please come right out and check us out. I think you'll enjoy it. So let's get to, that being said, let's go on and get to our 937 and 843. I see you up there. I think that little hand means that you're new. So we'll get to you just as soon as we can here. Okay.
Hello.
Hi, 937. This is Doug. Who's this?
Hi, Doug. This is Dana.
Well, hi, Dana. What can I do for you tonight? What you calling in for? What's up?
Well, I would like to know who is around me and what support I might have, like specifically, not only guides, but, you know, people that have gone on. So,
well, that seems to be the popular theme tonight. Everybody's had that question just about. So that must
have
just been.
Life be hard.
Well, tonight must just be the night for it. My goodness. Last week we had all different kinds of calls. So, okay, let's see who we got. Now, I'm going to put you on a listen, and if they want to come right back, I'll get right back to you. But don't hang up. Just keep listening. Okay, so this is for Dana, and first off, again, thank you for calling. Let's see what your guides have got to say about it. Okay, so it looks like you are working on a project. Looks like something creative nature, and it's funny you said, what do you have literally there? Not just those who have gone on in spirit. You've got a lot more people in your physical environment that are really rooting for you than you realize. And there's a lot of discouraged energy in your voice, and not just, well, not just your voice, that's not fair, because you actually sounded quite pleasant on the air, and thank you again for calling in. But the discouraged energy that's in there, that's going to start to dissipate, but a lot of what they're talking about, and I will get to you giving you names on that and who's over there, as far as in the spirit support side. But the physical side, they're saying you're going to be quite surprised once you actually come out with some of this. So you've got something either A, when you actually launch this, you're going to be really surprised at how many people stand behind you. But there is a physical support element here, which means you may have some patrons, because I do kind of wonder if it's not artwork, because I'm seeing creative. So it could be art, it could be writing, but they didn't say specifically writing. So I'm going to go on my own venture here and say it's more or less a creative venture. As you get out, it's not just creative, it's also, they're telling me, it's going to be your business too. So your business is going to be changing as well. It's going to be growing. But they're going back to the time thing. And they're saying mid-April, early May is when this is really going to change for you. So whatever you're doing, either A, now's not quite the launch time yet, or you're still in the creative process where that's going to be your launch time. But they're saying that's really when it's going to take off for you. It's going to be, and it looks almost right after tax time. They're so specific, like April 15th, 16th, right after that's when it really starts to tick up for you. Now, let's see who you've got in spirit here. Okay, you've either got grandma or great-grandma on your mom's side. Real, real strong for you. Doesn't look like you had much of a relationship with her. I don't know if she died too early or what happened. But she's really been watching out for you. And this is, again, that creative thing, because the creative thing is there for you. And she's saying that this is either something she did or something she would have encouraged you to do. There's a lot of strong, almost like sewing or creative with that, but it's the handwork. And that is really, really, she's really telling me to push you with that. So if you've been considering doing it, I really want to tell you, please keep up with that. Don't throw in the towel. This is something you've absolutely got support for, and I think you're going to have a market for too. Because this does look like artsy, but, you know, art covers such a very wide area. But she was showing specifically they're kind of the sewing machine aspect, so I'm not sure what you're creating for fashion or interior design. I don't know where that would go. But there's so many different things out there, and she's telling me to really try and encourage you to keep doing this. So I want you to keep going with it. Now let's see who else you got over there. You've got a brother energy too. And this may not have been an actual brother this time. This one feels like this could have been a prior lifetime brother. But this is somebody that's really trying to stay right by you in spirit, because this one is also saying you need the support right now. They want you to know, one, you're not here by yourself. And two, boy, they're so specific. My God, he's saying your ideas are not stupid. He wants you to keep up with them. And he wants you to stop. And this is kind of that discouraged thing. He says, you don't need to be so down. It's too hard on you. And he says he wants you to stick with it. Proud of you. So this can't be the first time that you've been creative. It really can't. I think you had to have done this before for them to be pushing you in this. And there's something in the supportive part. But your challenge in this time with it is going to be, how do you ask for help? Because you were really, they're saying you're really bad at asking for help. Now, a lot of people are, so I'm not going to beat you up over that. But I'm going to tell you, that's one of your big challenges in this lifetime, is actually asking for help on that. And that's not just your projects. This is just in general, period. You're really going to see that your self-worth is going to build quite a bit as you get through this. How long till this thing actually takes off for you? So your launch is going to be probably mid-April, again, right into May. So you're moving along on this. And I think once you actually really commit to doing it, it's going to pick up fairly quickly. The challenges with whatever the production part of it is going to be, you're going to have, looks pretty clear, about 2 months to get that sorted out. So you're looking at, I want to say, mid-May. June looks really good for whatever you're working on. So, and I'm not going to ask you to go into any of that here, but when you do get it going, please share it with me if you want to. Just send me a link over to the Readings by Doug page on Facebook, and I'll be happy to take a look at it, and we'll mention it up here. But thank you so much for your call. Let's see if anybody is in name over there so I can give you an actual name to talk to, because sometimes that helps. But I hope that you know who the two that did show up are there. I do want to tell you, I wish I had more time to talk about it. I do have to get on the next person. You've got three more people in spirit behind you, too, that are showing up fairly clearly, as in form, and they're distinctly separate. So they are not the same one kind of looking at through an odd focus. And somebody listening tonight's got the odd focus. And what I mean by that is it's almost like you're turning too much when you're looking at them. But for you, Dana there, you've got three more people in spirit over there. And one of them is a guide, and the other two look like they are family people that have gone over. And the guide is a gal. Let me see if she'll tell me her name. Well, how odd. It's Cheryl or Shirley was her name when she was here. Again, I don't know. Doesn't look like she's from this lifetime, though. I'm pretty sure she's a guide for you. And if that happens to be your grandma, I apologize if that's your grandma's name. But I don't think so. I think that's the guide that's showing up, because grandma didn't say, hi, I'm grandma so-and-so. She just said what side she was on. So I hope that helped. Thank you so much for calling. Let's see now. We're going to go on and got one more, and we'll certainly be able to get to you, but we might have time for one more caller if somebody else wants to jump in. Once again, that's 347-202-0316. And that'll be probably the last one, so we certainly have got time for this one and maybe one more. So we're going to go ahead and click on 843 here. You're getting ready to come on here. Hi there, 843. Are you there? Well, good evening. This is Doug. What can I do for you?
All right, Doug. My name is Eddie. I'm dealing with a family issue in reference to my parents' house and car. I just want to know if it will come out in my favor. My sister's being disagreeable, and I don't exactly know how it's going to pan out.
Let's take a look and see what we get. I mean, hey, we'll take a chance. Columbus did, only two of his ships sank. Let's see what we get. Now, oh my goodness. So, interesting thing is, before you even got it out, I was seeing a tarot card in my head, and what an odd thing. But I don't know why I consider that odd. I've read tarot for years. But what I'm seeing here is, I saw the Nine of Pentacles, and Nine of Pentacles is almost a settlement, but not quite. So 10 would be your big payout. You're not seeing that yet. So I would say at very minimum, when I see settlement with it, what I see is this. I think you're going to come out okay, but you're not going to get exactly what you're expecting. It's like it's going to have to step down some. And when I see that, it's more or less saying, what could you compromise to get the other person to be willing to go, okay. Because the other one just seems to be really, really just almost stupidly stubborn over the thing. So if there's something else that you could offer them and I don't know what it's going to be. The Nine is actually a very good card. And if we're looking at percentages, the better part of the percentage does look like it goes to you, but there's something more that goes to the other person that I don't think is sorted out yet. And I think that's something that you guys will have to discuss, because I think there's an option here where it doesn't have to go completely legal to settle, if you guys can come up with something other than that. And that has a strong option. So my biggest thing I would tell you would be, try and talk that out. See where you can go with that and see if that will speed it up. Because there's also kind of a hurry up and wait that's been sitting on this, because I look at that and the next thing that pops up is the Hangman card. And so thank you so much for your call, and I'll go ahead and put you on mute for so you can listen to the rest of that part, because this is something that's going to be for you and for the rest of you that are dealing with these kind of settlement things that are just not closing out. There's a lot going on in the astrology right now. Mercury was retrograde. There's lots of planets are just screwy right now. And we're not going to go into an astrology lesson, you know, 9 minutes before the show's out. And I couldn't teach you all that anyway. Oh, I don't know it all. But what I do know is when these things don't line up, often our big challenge is not being patient enough to let it sit. And the reason I say that is when the Hangman card comes up in a reading, the Hangman would basically be your retrograde planet card. I usually call it Mercury retrograde because it shows up for almost everybody that's getting a reading during that. And you can shuffle till you think you're going to shuffle all the artwork off the card, and it'll still show up. So it comes up in kind of those themes, and it comes up during, it challenges communication, which certainly makes sense for the 843 caller, and it also, it looks like it can be kind of an off-putting card because it's a salad typically that's stuck by one foot and he's hanging upside down in a meditation pose of repose or prayer. And it doesn't say that the encouraging part is, it doesn't say that you can't have what you want, but it does say it's going to be held up for whatever reason. And I think that's what's happened in 843 here, whether that just shows up with his sister being the hold up or the hold out. And I think that is most likely what's going on from what I could tell from what he said and what the guides are showing. But it's also not saying you're not going to get it, because the 10, again, would have been the payout. You'd had it. Boom, here you go. That's done. You get what you want. It looks like in this situation, the only way to really move that into resolution is to be able to go ahead and remember that this thing will roll out as the time moves, but you've got to give her what she wants in this situation, too. You've got to give her something else, more or less to... I hate to say this because, my God, she's not a pit bull, but it's almost like a dog chewing on a bone. And if you want this other toy, you're going to have to give the dog a different toy so they'll go after that. And, again, I don't want to say it like we're not making fun of her at all. But it's just she's got this latched-on quality, and lots of people will get that when they say, I just got to have this thing, and they won't accept anything else. So worst-case scenario, I'm wrong. You don't get what you want on for what you called in tonight. Let's say she just absolutely will not come off of it, and there's just no other way for you to get the resolution you're looking for. Realize that the universe, and this is for anybody in here listening, the universe has a limitless supply. There is nothing that cannot be pulled in out of creation that's not already out there. You aren't going to look for anything in a lifetime, at least average listener and average people, period. You're not going to be looking for anything in the lifetime that's not already created somewhere. So you don't have to reinvent the wheel is one thing they say. But if God can't give it to you through your parents' house for whatever, whether it's an estate settlement or are they going to live here, who's going to get this, or maybe you two are fighting over who's going to live in it, whatever it is, there is something else that will give you the perfect satisfaction if that's not the place. So what you want to start looking for, and this will be a good close-up for the show tonight for you and anybody else that's listening and having these kind of challenges. Just because you thought it was going to come one way and you don't get it there doesn't mean you can't have it. And that's the kind of esoteric lesson behind the Hangman, is because God doesn't say you can't have what you want. God just says you're not getting right now. For whatever reason, either the timing's not right, the lines got crossed, like the planets being off or the communications being off, whatever. That explanation would have made more sense to people with landlines, and I think 843, you can remember that. So the landlines. When the lines would get crossed, the phone calls wouldn't go through right. And you probably don't remember that part, but you do remember the landline. So that's where that goes to. When the lines get crossed, that's what the hangman does. He's kind of the wait there, just waiting. But you can get what you need or what you were promised, what you want to be delivered. Ask God to bring it to you another way. Because there's a good chance that the sister in your life and the sister in everybody else's life doesn't know that God can bring you that thing another way. And that's what I would tell you to hold on to at the very least out of this. Besides realizing that 90% of what you want to do, 843, can be resolved by coming up with some kind of compromise with her. That's going to be the easiest way moving forward that I can see with this, because it will avoid taking any longer. But the compromise, if you can't get her to agree to something, you compromise something with the universe. Say, okay, if that place isn't going to do it, it's silly to think that that's the only house in the world that's going to make you happy to be in, if that's just for the sake of what we're saying here. You can get that settlement a different way. You can get that value given to you a different way. I mean, it's sort of like saying you couldn't get a car because you didn't want the red one that was at the dealership. Well, okay, you had to have purple. Well, get the red one. Maybe the red one's better on gas mileage. I don't know what's going to make a better resolution for you, short of, first off, try and make the compromise with her, because even making the effort to do it, universe is going to see that as moving the wheels forward. And for whatever reason she's decided to be stuck doesn't mean that you have to stay stuck. So if I were you, 843, that's what I would do. But remember, again, that hangman simply says you're very, very close to getting what you want. So most of this should already be shown that it's going to show up the way you want it. But she's just kind of being the stumbling block back there. So first off, ask the universe to grease the wheels and ask them to show you what to offer her. And if it's not something you can give her, then ask them to just show it to her directly. One thing you can always do in a situation is bless them onto something better. You're not causing anybody any karmic problems or any harm of any kind if you simply ask the universe to bless them onto something better. So I would do that, but try and make that compromise with her. I think that'll be the best thing you can do with that. So thank you very much, 843, and we're just about out of time, so I don't think we'll have any more time for any callers tonight. What I will say is thank all of you that have tuned in, and I look forward to seeing you next week. And like I said, if you've got any topics you might like to hear about on the show of a metaphysical or paranormal nature, why, you can message me privately on Facebook at Readings by Doug. And you can also check out the Pararamble page on Facebook. That's where the radio show is going to have its home on there. And I look forward to seeing you tune in on our video show. We're probably going to get that up this week. So keep a watch on that. Like and follow the page at Readings by Doug. And you can also go to the Pararamble on Facebook. And I'll look forward to talking with you all next week. And thank you very much. Good night.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com.